It used to be that children, when they went to school, would sit on benches, but now they sit at
tables.
And sometimes they aren't tables, they're little what?
Stools.
Well?
Well, sometimes, I'm talking about like when they're in school.
When they're in school.
Well, a few days I could get to go, we'd have, the teacher would have some long planks, you know, and you'd nail them together like a shell. And then they put them up on them benches, and then they put two benches crossed, right? That'd give several kids to sit on that side and the same amount on this side. But you see, you got a half of the place that put your book to write, and I'm got a half over here, like put my book and on down till that line get filled out. But as soon as you get through with this class, then you call the other grade.
Okay. Well, now they have like little individual places for children to sit. Do you know what that's called? What those are called?
What the teacher sits at.
Oh, little pot machine. It's like, I don't know.
Well, where's the place where the teacher sits?
Well, she always got a little room to sit, place for herself, a little room cut off like, and the children out, and this kind of like a portal picture, and she goes in that door and asks the teacher questions.
Well, if the teacher's sitting there and she's working real hard, you might come up and talk to her. What's she working on?
On the books and things and on her book. You see, she got to work is to keep ahead of the kids.
That's very true. Okay, let's see. Before a boy does in fighting, he might do this. What's that?
He hold up his fist, tell him I'll try it. He's on me.
Okay. There's an insect, we were talking about this a little while ago, that flies around and just bothers you in the summertime and it stings, it makes you itch. What's that called?
Heat.
Well, you know, the insect, and you said you have to take a bath after you've been there and you scratch
them. You know, when you went over there, when the mosquitoes bite you, you leave that stinger in there. And long as it's stinging, you eat it all the time, it keeps you scratching. When you look, it's a long welt all the way up there where you don't scratch. You ain't gonna get rid of it till that sting goes down or you get it out. And sometimes when this sting, if you look right then, you can pull it out and it'll soon quit itching. But as long as it's in there, it itches.
Okay. There's some things that float around up in the sky and they're white. What do you call those?
Pigeons.
Well, if you look up there and you say, there are a lot of those in the sky. I think it's gonna rain. What are those?
Well, they said it. Pigeons.
But it's not an animal. It's just like you just look up.
Oh, just said cloud, thunderhead.
The
cloud. Thunderhead.
Okay.
You know, it makes up just in patches.
Okay.
And some is white and the other is dark. And after a while, all that dark, the white goes and all that dark gets together and it makes a big patch of dark cloud.
Okay. Right now, we're sitting where? Inside your
house.
Okay. If there was a small, troublesome animal that was getting some of your pets at night, but you didn't really know what kind of animal it was, you might refer to it as, I'm going to take my shotgun and get rid of that
fox.
Okay, if you didn't know it was a fox, though, you might call it a what?
Wolf.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a varmint?
Varmint. Well, that's what they call wolf, a foxy thing. That's a varmint.
Oh, okay.
And
have you ever?
Rabbits and things, bombs. See, they wild. Wild bombs, you know.
Well, have you ever heard a human being called a varmint?
No, they just call them wild people.
Okay.
They don't know the right finger from the left.
That's true. There's a little animal that lives in the ocean, and it grows to be about this long. And when you cook it, it curls up, and it turns pink or orange color. Do you know what that's called?
Sea lion.
Well, no, but you eat a lot of them. You can fry them or you can boil them, and they're pink colored. And they're
let me see. Crab. It's made something like a crawfish, ain't it?
Sort of like.
Crab, I think you call them.
Have you ever heard of shrimp?
Shrimp. That's what shrimp is.
Yeah, shrimp.
Yeah, I see people eat them, but I have seen them, but I don't eat them.